Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is visiting Cyprus this week to discuss implementation of the Maritime Humanitarian Corridor to Gaza. Government spokesman Konstantinos Leithimbiotis said that von der Leyen will be in Cyprus on Friday to see the infrastructure plan for a humanitarian corridor, as well as some phases of the plan. He added that there is interest from the European Union and its institutions in planning the humanitarian aid corridor to Gaza, as well as from other countries. What's of particular importance is that there is a growing recognition of the added value of a sea corridor for the unimpeded delivery of humanitarian aid to the civilian population of Gaza, and this proves that we can deliver humanitarian assistance as soon as possible, Leithimbiotis said. Elsewhere, the Greek-owned cargo ship, the True Confidence, was hit by a missile about 50 nautical miles southwest of the Yemeni port of Aden on Wednesday in an attack presumed to come from Houthi forces. The bulk carrier was drifting with a fire continuing aboard, the statement said, adding that no information was available on the status of 20 crew members and 3 armed guards on board. But, a shipping force said, 3 sailors were missing from the Barbados-flagged bulk carrier and 4 others were badly burned. The True Confidence is owned by True Confidence Shipping SA, which lists FML Ship Management as its management company. The company is registered to a Cyprus address in Limassol. In other news, the Austrian government threw its weight behind Cyprus's plan to declare parts of Syria safe to return migrants. Speaking to the Cyprus Mail, a spokesperson for the Austrian Interior Ministry said Minister Gerhard Karner had told the European Union's Justice and Affairs Council that deportations to safe areas in Syria should be possible again in the medium term. The spokesperson added that the matter needs to be discussed and should be on the EU agenda. Cypriot Interior Minister Konstantinos Ioannou had implored his EU counterparts to re-evaluate the status of parts of Syria and consider some areas of the war-torn country as safe. And finally, an 82-year-old grandfather was jailed for shooting a man who was attempting to steal electricity cables from his house last June. He was sentenced to 2.5 years behind bars, having been convicted of intending to cause serious bodily harm and carrying and using a firearm. The man's relatives burst into tears when the sentence was read out, as they had hoped that he may have received a suspended sentence for his crime. However, the court concluded that a suspended sentence would not be justified. He had initially faced charges of attempted murder, but was eventually acquitted of that charge with the approval of the Attorney General.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.